USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This is the worst possible outcome, is to pull up and leave and hope that things will turn out well.
Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham reacting to President Biden's decision to pull all U.S. troops out of Afghanistan. Today, Biden unveiling his plan to end U.S. military involvement in Afghanistan by September 11th of this year. Troops will begin slowly drawing down May 1st. Graham continues.
President Biden, unfortunately, has chosen the highest risk option available, which is to leave no matter what.
The pause on the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccines could be over as early as today. A CDC advisory committee is expected to vote on an updated recommendation for use when it adjourns from an emergency session this afternoon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax? I like it too.
Trump is right. Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Some polls give Joe Biden a high job approval, even 60%. Now Newsmax is asking if you agree with that. Do you really approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and $4 trillion in spending? And do you think President Trump did a better job? Let us know. Vote in the Newsmax poll right now. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. It takes just a minute. Let America know who you like better, Biden or Trump. Tens of millions are watching Newsmax TV, now on all major cable systems, smart TVs, and OTT platforms. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. Let your voice be heard, and watch Newsmax today.
Wednesday, the Washington County, Minnesota Attorney's Office formally charged former Brooklyn Center Police Officer Kim Potter with second-degree manslaughter in the death of Dante Wright. Potter, a 26-year veteran of the force, was trying to tase Wright, but accidentally shot him. As far as that explanation, Detroit Police Chief James Craig believes,
it is difficult for a tenured professional police officer to make that kind of mistake. The taser is on the weak side, and when you grab it, it's inverted in a different direction than the handgun. So even in the middle of a crisis, it's hard to believe that there was enough resistance, even though the young man was not following direction, did it warrant even the use of a taser at that point?
Taking a look at your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow giving the thumbs up to Wednesday, closing up 53 points to finish the day at 33,730. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The president of Guatemala said President Biden's confusing messaging is encouraging smugglers to drop off children at the U.S.-Mexico border. The Guatemalan president also saying the messages are confusing not because of the way they were communicated, but because of the way they were translated in Guatemala. Vice President Kamala Harris did say she would be going to Guatemala as soon as it's possible. Ohio Republican Congressman Brad Wenstrup was just at the U.S.-Mexico border. He tells Fox News what he saw.
Well, I saw a humanitarian crisis, and I saw a tremendous need for the president, the vice president, Biden and Harris, along with Dr. Fauci, to go down to the border and see what's happening firsthand. And I say Dr. Fauci because we are in the middle of a pandemic, and I think it should be looked at as to what we have created here since the Biden policies got in place. We have a humanitarian crisis, Neil, that it was predictable. Matter of fact, Border Patrol said that they planned for this after the election. Once they saw that Joe Biden won, they knew that there was going to be problems and that their jobs were going to change dramatically from what they had become. In other words, they went from being law enforcement to law enforcement and social workers, which they're really not designed to do, but they are doing it as best they possibly can.
The congressman speaking there on Fox News. More news always can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.